Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Bradford Show!
That's my open?
That's what they used to call me, Swivel Hit Bradford.
That's my open. I'm waiting for you to justify your stupid opinion.
Bradford Show!
That's delicious.
Bradford Show, this time with Jackie Bradley Jr. I think it's the fourth time that Jackie has appeared on the Bradford Show, and it was absolutely the best time. But before we get to Jackie, we have Donuts Carrero here. Donuts, what's going on?
What's going on,
Bradford? Yeah, so Donuts is the intern for the broadcast booth, and he also has been charged with running the Bradford Show Twitter account. Well, how would you grade yourself out so far?
I guess around a B. You know,
That's a high grade.
High grade.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many did this go? I mean, how many you throw in some stats every once in a while? I want creativity. Am I wrong? Do you feel like you've been a creative? Do you think you've been a little tepid when it comes to the account?
No, I mean, I try to give a little bit of variety.
Spice it up.
Stats and, you know, throwing up polls, just trying to create conversation.
I think that this is going to take your brand to another level. Don't you agree?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, what an aphrodisiac this is for the ladies. Back in college, you go to Emerson?
Yes, I do not know what that word means.
Aphrodisiac, it basically means that all the ladies are going to flock to you. So congratulations on that.
Yes.
Because we've already talked about the broadcast. We've already talked about your love life on the broadcast.
Yes, we have.
With Joe?
Yeah.
You're electric right now. Come on, let's go.
They got me a little beaten when I got home that night.
They did? Oh, it did? So what happened?
You know, I guess showing up at 2:30 in the morning and having my girlfriend listen to all the Simone drops from...
This is from your ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah, yes, ex now.
Yeah, you were talking about your ex-girlfriend on the broadcast. You got home at 2:30, and then you had to answer to her, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So, Donuts, you do, what do you do, Cape? No, what do you do? You do Nashua Silver Knights?
Yeah, I did a couple of the their games, about 3 or 4.
I like, by the way, how when you talk about that, you get your serious face on it, like this is a resume builder. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the broadcast. Your most important thing for the last, what do you get, another couple months here?
Yep.
All right. The most important thing is building up the Bradford Show Twitter account.
Oh, 100%.
Are you looking forward to this Jackie Bradley podcast?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good. Good answer.
What? I'm upset I had to miss it yesterday.
Yeah, I told you to come down, but you weren't here. But that's okay. What if you were there? If you said, if I keeled over in the middle of this Jackie Bradley interview, which, spoiler alert, I didn't. And you had to jump on in, because as run, basically you're like the vice president right now.
Oh,
because you run the Twitter account. If I die, you have to take over. If that happened, what would be the questions you would ask Jackie Bradley?
I would probably just talk a lot about maybe like his opposite field hitting this year.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't. I mean, depends on how it was going prior to you keeling over, I guess.
No, I just like this is you blank. I keeled over like in the first second of the podcast, and you had to jump on in. Let's go. Make it entertaining. What do you got? That's it. This is what you have to know. This is you walk into a clubhouse. You have to know. You see a guy. You have to interview him. Yeah. All right. Yeah. What's the most interesting thing? You just telling me the most interesting thing about Jackie Bradley was him hitting opposite field.
Yeah, his numbers are like crazy hitting the opposite field this year. It's like over 500. He's like one of the league leaders in extra base hits the opposite field. I mean,
I like that. I like that you go next level on the stats. But spoiler alert again, that's not part of this podcast. I start out with hair restoration. Oh. I talk about how, remember when he let his afro out, like let it fly, the story behind that. We get into trade deadline stuff. We get into contract stuff, which is fascinating. We get into how, you know how they take the cards out for the outfield and check the cards? How he doesn't always like to do that because he doesn't want to say, hey, you know what? You can't. You're telling me to play here. I think I know where to play. Well, that's all good stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. Tremendous stuff.
Tremendous stuff, right? This isn't him walking off the field, you know, after getting a couple hits type of interview. This is a 28-minute podcast with Jackie Bradley Jr. So what you got? No other questions you would ask Jackie?
I mean, I guess I'd have to open it up a little bit more past the numbers.
Yeah, there you go. So we're here to educate. That's okay. We welcome you into the Bradfo Show team. I hope that, once again, it's a great resume builder for you. Do you feel like it is?
It's an honor.
Yes. That's what it is. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. So anyway, episode 111, really good interview with Jackie Bradley Jr. You're going to want to listen. All right, Jackie, I was thinking about this. Maybe the first time that you did this podcast, you think you've done it a couple times. Done it twice? Did you do some research on this or no? You just remember? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first time, remember, we talked about this the other day. It was about your hair. Was that the one about your hair? You had grown your hair out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
I had a head full of hair.
It was impressive. It was, I think it was a signature moment in your career.
I made my dad jealous because he doesn't have hair, so... He was just jealous. He couldn't grow hair.
But that was like you released the hounds. You had let it, like there was this one day where you just let it go.
That's because it was a request by one of my teammates, a pitcher. It was his start that day, and he wanted to have the afro. So, you know.
Who was it?
John Lackey.
Was it really? If you gave me a list of people who would say that was the guy who requested it, I would say he would be the last
John
one.
Lackey wanted it. It's his start day. Whoever's pitching that day, they pretty much get whatever they want that day. So, I brought it out for him.
Were you? I mean, that was there any hesitancy at all? I mean, it was like
no,
because you were going to let it out at some point. Just saw John Lackey.
Probably not out during a game because it's a lot. There's no hat that can fit me.
Well, I was going to say, did you have to adjust the size of your hat?
I did. And even then, it would still come off as soon as I started to run. It's just too much hair.
Was it uncomfortable that day?
Was who uncomfortable?
No, were you uncomfortable that day?
No, I wasn't uncomfortable. I wasn't afraid to let it out or anything like that. It's just a hassle and It's funny to look at it, just a hat sticking on hair.
Like, go the old baseball cards.
Like Hey Arnold or something.
go the old baseball cards. Oscar Gamble.
Oscar Gamble, yeah.
You know, it's funny because I called Oscar Gamble's house one time just because he was living somewhere and I had to get in touch with him. I left a message, I didn't even leave a message. And he saw the caller ID. He called back. He said, yeah, this is Oscar Gamble, the guy with the hair.
So, makes sense.
How long did you keep it for?
A few years. Till I
did you? Did you really? Not that. Not like the full on aggressive, like coming
no,
out.
No, not afro. I think for a day.
For a day, that was it.
Yeah, that was just for his start. And then I got it braided back up.
The reason I ask is that they've come to me, Jackie, and said, do you want hair restoration? Not you, me.
No.
So I trust your opinion.
You don't need hair restoration.
I'm taking a poll. No hair restoration.
No.
Well, the problem is that if you get hair restoration, you're going to have to grow it out. I don't want to grow it out. I feel like this is what I want to do.
Right.
But, it's
it is what it is now.
Yeah, it is.
There's no need to...
They have pressured me because hair restoration is a big, big, friend of the company, right? Mm-hmm. And so they have constantly asked about Dustin Pedroia. Can you ask Dustin Pedroia if he wants hair restoration? How do you think that went over?
He says he does some days, but then I honestly don't think he would want to. I'm sure it's a process, and I'm sure he's not willing to go through that process.
No, I don't think he is either. I think he's been secure in his lot in life for a while.
Yeah, he's fine with where he's at, and I think that's good for everyone.
All right, so we got that out of the way. And what was the second podcast about? I got to be honest, I don't even remember. We can pull the tape.
Was it me throwing a football?
Oh, no, we just did. That was a video.
That was a video.
Yeah, you threw a football like 100 yards. Oh, no, you know what? You've been actually on this 3 times because we did one. Yep, we did. You've been on this 3 times, and I don't remember the second. I don't remember what the second time was over the phone, but the third time was in spring training. That's what I remember.
Okay.
That's where we sat down outside in Fort Myers.
Right. Okay.
So there you go. But clearly, this is going to be the best time. So.
Okay.
You don't sound too confident.
No, I'm 100% confident.
Okay.
I just don't know the topic yet.
The first topic was just basically talking about. Hair. So when you look at back at, well, first of all, at the end of this is that at the end of this, I want you to ask me a question. That's part
ask
of the rules.
You, a question.
You have to ask me a question. Okay. So Mookie asked me about Kevin Durant.
Okay.
So just think of that. If nothing else, think of that.
Okay.
So you go through this year and you're, as we sit here, right now, you're doing very well. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. What to teach me? Teach me about how the course of a season. Like, so I know, Jackie. Like you don't feel comfortable talking about yourself a lot. Like a lot of players aren't. Like when we say, "Hey, you had a great game," and you say, "It's a process," and we're gonna worry about tomorrow. That would be accurate, right?
Close. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Right. It's a weird thing because baseball is like. It flips on a dime.
So every day, yes. One day you be great, feeling good. Next day is gone.
And you're cognizant of that. I mean, you're like.
Yeah, it's part of it. I mean, it's a game of failure. So you don't want to get used to failing because it'll be a certain feeling that I don't want to get used to losing. And when you're competing, we're ultimate competitors. We want to win everything, no matter what it is. So, the times that you struggle, you're frustrated.
Mm. But when you do well, like for instance, you go through a bad stretch, and then you come out for a couple days, and we all run down and say, "Hey, Jackie, you figure it out." I get the sense that you're uncomfortable talking about that. Because I get it. I mean, nobody. Truly figures
because,
out.
Because I'm truly not where I want to. I'm truly don't feel like I'm fully playing to my capabilities on a day in and day out basis.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe certain times. I feel like there could be a better happy medium somewhere in there so things aren't so drastic.
Have you felt over the last few years where you have reached that have you felt like that it's that you have had that feeling go away for at least for a stretch?
Yeah.
That you're playing to your like this is okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm playing.
I mean it's a combination of things. When you're not going well, just whether you're striking out or you make a bad play or something like that, it seems like when you do finally you get it right, but when you're not going well it somehow finds a glove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just crush it. You do everything right, and it's literally right at someone.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a lot of those stretches for years, where, oh man, I finally got this one, and you got shifts nowadays where, yeah. You know, you're taught your whole life to, you know, hit the ball up the middle, stay up the middle, you know, middle approach. It's kind of hard to do that now when the shortstop's directly behind second base. Yeah. I mean, it would be a hit normally, but it's not anymore.
So when you look at, like you said, you don't feel like the discomfort you feel is that even though you're playing better, you don't feel like you just want to find this place where you're like, okay, you know, this is who I am.
I want to start from the beginning and be able to hold on to something for the whole season.
So start from the beginning of a season, you're talking about.
Correct.
Okay.
Not freaking have to start from the depths all the time.
Yeah.
And then work my way back up to somewhere. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to, you know, maintain it throughout a whole season.
So looking back at this year, why? I mean, you reflect on it. Why weren't you able to do that?
Exactly like I said, slow start. A little bit of bad luck. Make more contact.
Mm-hmm. You were fouling off a lot of balls. That was the thing, right?
So many. I put myself in a bad situation.
But why? I mean, it's like, it's not like you can say, Jackie, I think you're fouling off a lot of balls. Stop fouling off baseballs.
I know. I don't know whether it was a timing thing or anything, but like that.
You've never fouled off that many balls, right?
What you mean? Well, no, in the past, no. Past big league, past, as in before the big leagues, yes. No,
okay.
I didn't. It's just, you put yourself on a bad count sometimes. Sometimes when you're deep into a count, okay, that's fine.
Hmm.
But when it's early in the count, you fall two balls off and you're down 0-2. There's so many different options that, you know, the pitcher has as.
Well, so last year, when you were going bad, I got to look it up. Is Mike okay?
Yeah.
Okay. it's new fancy equipment. Last year when you were struggling and you pull out from it, I think it was more swings and misses. So this year, you're fouling off a lot of balls. You were fouling off a lot of balls. Was this sort of a byproduct of, you know, well-documented, you know, swing adjustment, change in swing, adjusting to that? I mean, do you think that was part of it, or do you have any idea?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not even going to pretend like I do. There's certain times where I feel like I'm directly on a pitch and I follow it straight back, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, that was my pitch. Now I'm not getting that pitch again. So, I don't know.
But I was psyched for you because, you know, I said this, you know, talking to you in December – and then talking you through spring training, you know, I was happy. Like, I was like, this guy is like, he feels great about something that he did. Like, right? I mean, this is what, as human beings, like, we want to do something, have a change or alter something, and then we want to feel great about it and going forward. And that's certainly in the first half of spring training, that's how you felt. I mean, you were torching the ball. And then, you know, as you said at the beginning, then it was sort of went the other way. Look, what was that like? I mean, what was that like where you feel so good about something, and then you realize, hey, maybe, you know, I have to do this or I have to do that? That was obviously probably not what you anticipated.
Well, it's something that you constantly got to work on every single day. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, like, your body will find ways to try to go back to his normalcy.
But did you think that was going to be the case? Like, did when you were working with Craig, right? Mm-hmm. And you were talking to other people, hitting coaches here, like, did they say, okay, you know, it looks good now, but there is going to be a time where you're going to have to keep adjusting to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. JD told me that from the start.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, it's no perfect fix. Everybody's swing is different. Obviously, you got to find out what works best for you. But it's one of those things, like I said, your body will find a way to cheat it. It's just your body's way of saying, all right, this is what I'm used to, you know.
Yeah.
You're introducing something new, So you got to constantly, you know.
Did it feel awkward? Did it feel awkward? Like when did the, I know that you changed things.
There were certain things, certain drills that might have felt awkward. Body movements felt necessarily different. I wouldn't say it felt awkward. It's still a swing. It's just something that you might not be accustomed to.
But you don't want to be thinking about a million different things, right?
Which sometimes you do.
Well, especially when you're changing as much as you did, right?
Correct.
I mean, how many things, I don't expect you to pull out a checklist here, but like how many things do you think that you changed? Like, you know, like for instance, like I know that you didn't, you know, you used to loop your bat and back and whatever.
Right, right.
But if and I don't want you to go through everything, but how many things in your swing did you change?
At least five.
Five.
I mean, you just, but it's things that I have done before,
mm-hmm.
but didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So it's syncing that back and up, making sure everything's connected. You know, maybe I was experimenting with my lower half, maybe experimenting with my hands. So it's just trying to find something that works and stick with it. And then sometimes you might have to do the Cal Ripken and switch it up. So.
How many times have you changed your stance this year?
Twice, maybe.
Twice, that's it. And the one in...
Open and close.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything else is the actual swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But where you've landed now, and like you said, you're still... Listen, this is a work in progress, but where you're landing now, you're like, oh, man, I feel better.
Right.
And what by, you know, there must be a sense of, oh, if I was only doing this like 3 months ago. Or I guess maybe you just can't look at it.
There's that always that sense.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, there's always that
because
sense.
Because, I mean, it was the same thing last year, right? I mean, like.
Then it kind of goes back to like, shoot, I wish I could maintain this for the whole year. I mean, or, you know, why can't I do it? Or why haven't I done that? You also got to give credit to the guys you're going against too. They're gonna make adjustments as
well. They pitch, are you being pitched differently this year?
It's kind of hard to say because it goes back and forth.
Yeah,
they might pitch you how they used to, but then they'll switch it up once you make that adjustment, and then they'll go a different route, and then you'll make an adjustment to that, and then they'll go back to the way you're getting out before.
Well, yeah, I mean, like pitchers things right now, you know, like this is high fastballs, you know, the whole thing, right?
High fastballs, curveballs, and dirt. High fastballs.
Yeah. High fastballs, curveballs, and I think that's another T-shirt. I like that. Yeah. As we sit here, it's as we, not to say you figured all this out, but as you sit here, you feel better, much like probably you did as you sat here on whatever July 25th last year, because like, you started that evolution. You had said, you know, talking to JD and getting in touch with Craig over the phone and things like that, in last June,
mm-hmm.
or something like. So as you sit here, you probably feel along the same lines, right? Not like the same swing,
like I said, I feel like there's moments where I put it together and I try not to overthink it. You know, when you're going well, everybody always asks, you know, what are you feeling? What are you doing different? You know.
Yeah, that's what I said. We run down and we say, what are you doing?
I mean, you know what? During those good times, I try not to think at all. I just try to ride the wave. Mm-hmm. And then when you go through something, you kind of want to go back to that, honestly, to see what you were doing. That way you can kind of maintain it and hopefully find some keys that you could look back to be able to work your way out of it.
Everyone has goals, right? Are you like a definitive goal guy? Like for instance, when I was talking to Mookie a couple years ago, he said, yeah, MVP is a goal, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have a goal? Like, what are your goals? Other than to start and stop, you know, go through the whole year.
I have a lot of goals. I never really share them.
No? Well, can you share one? I give you a free T-shirt.
To win a gold glove. That was one of my goals.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's hard to do, man, because it's so stupid. Because it, like, people just like get their image. Once a guy gets a gold glove, it's hard to get it out of their hands, right? Mm-hmm. You saw that. You don't have to. You know what I'm talking about. But now that you have one, you're in the club.
I am part of the fraternity.
Do you feel different? Do you feel like, hey, you know what? We all can say, oh, Jackie Bradley, the best center fielder I've ever seen. But once you get that gold glove.
Y'all can, everybody can finally stop saying gold glove candidate. Gold glove caliber. You can honestly say gold glove right now.
Are you better defensively than you were last year?
Smarter.
Are you?
Yeah,
why?
Smarter.
Why are you
making more correct decisions, trying to keep the balance of the outfield together. You know, obviously we're human, we make some mishaps, but overall I like to feel like I learn. You learn more about the people that you're playing against. Decision making.
Well, you guys went through that process, I remember, at the beginning of last year when they brought in the cards and the positioning and everything, and there was like, oh, we got it, right? Am I wrong?
You're right.
Yeah, and then the cards started being implemented. I don't know if you use them.
Yeah, I use them. So all the analytical stuff that says blase, he's playing too deep, guess what? You can talk to the analytical team, not me.
Oh,
I just listen to the cards.
So there, to put words in your mouth, you were basically like, sometimes there's times where you say, "Hey, you told me to play here," and
no, I don't tell them anything.
No, I'm saying, but I really wish.
I'm just saying for all the sabermetrics and all that stuff like that.
So you're an instinct guy, and in your perfect world, an instinct. And this is like a great debate. I mean, talk to pitchers, and they're like, you know, why did you have the guy play there? Well, that's what they said, and. But you're an instinct guy.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on certain situations. I think the situation of the game kind of dictates, you know, where you want to play. Obviously, some things you got to kind of say, hey, well, this card may be correct a lot of the times, but I know what this guy is trying to do.
Mm-hmm. You
know, say this guy's a deadpool hitter. The guy's a good enough hitter where if he wants to move the runner over, he will. He'll hit it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So, just knowing the situation.
So, did you tell him that? I mean, listen, I know that you wanted me to move, but this is the reason I didn't move. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We communicate back and forth during the game. So,
yeah.
We're very fluid.
All right. Here's a hard right-hand turn. Did you ever think that you were going to be traded? Ever? Like, I know that we've probably talked about you see trade rumors.
You see it, you hear it. We all know the nature of the business. And after a while, you just hear it so much. It's like, all right, like, heard it already once before. Ain't nothing happened. So I don't know why it's keeping. Until it happens, then who cares?
Let me tell you something. That I went through. You got to hit 3:30?
Meeting at 3:30.
We'll be out. We're wrapping it up. Just think of the, make sure that you remember a question.
Okay.
Going through off seasons, a lot of teams asked about you. A lot of teams. Even when you were coming off down years, a lot of teams asked about you.
That's is that coming from you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. A lot of teams. And the message always from the Red Sox, and I guess this is to their credit, was no. Nah. Nope. So, I mean, obviously, you know, they, like, again, this is maybe coming off a down year, but they see the value, this, and I would imagine they continue to see how important you are on this team. So, congratulations. I don't even know if you had a response to that.
I appreciate that.
Could you see, but you also have, you know, what, after next year? Next year, free agent eligibility, right?
Yes.
You thought about that?
After next year.
After next year.
Yeah. I mean, you always think about your time. It's hard work. It's a lot of years put in a short amount of time, so to speak.
Well, it's a hard, to get to that point.
Yeah, I mean, there are windows so limited.
Yeah. How old are you going to be when you're a free agent?
30.
That's your deal, you know? You better make sure that that deal's good.
It's the game plan.
Right. Have you ever come close to signing extension here?
No.
Have they ever offered? Are you surprised by that?
No.
Because we focus like so much on guys locking up. Like, if is it something that you have gotten so, like we you just said, so close to this? It's like, okay, listen, if you come in with this outrageous offer, fine, but I'm secure in my existence.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, back in the day, it seemed like everyone was excited to test free agency. And obviously, with the way things have been going lately, some people might not be as excited. But I feel like if you have trust in yourself, trust in your ability, your talent, then you should be. And I'm still excited about the opportunity to be able to go to free agency.
Hmm. I mean, that's hard to do. Like you said, because we've seen guys. Or you've seen I got you. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot. Where's the meeting? Right here.
No.
Where's the meeting?
Upstairs.
Oh. Last thing. So we've seen a lot of guys, especially this off season, you know, want to jump and say, you know, like, I don't want to do this. I see what the market is, and I don't want to do this.
Right.
But you know, the guys like you, guys like Mookie, you know, other guys, and I'll go back. You know, I remember, you know, where guys like Pedroia and Lester, they wanted to get security. Mm-hmm. A guy like Papelbon, like, this out. I'm riding this out.
Yeah.
I applaud it. Like, I like, hey, you know what? That shows you the confidence in yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that.
All right. What question do you have for me?
What is your... I got two questions.
All right. Good.
First question. Your favorite athlete of all time?
In any sport?
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
Okay.
Larry Bird, because he was a guy when I was growing up, and you probably had someone like this. Doesn't matter the sport.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Kobe Bryant.
Right. When you played, and when you were playing, and you go out to, you wanted to play like him.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm Larry Bird.
Yeah.
You know, like going way back, right? Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie was the college quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Doug
Flutie. So. So it was like, it was. But you go, you know, Bird. You wanted to do all the moves that Bird did and everything else. So that was that was my guy. So next question. I know you got to go.
Favorite ice cream and brand. Flavor and brand.
Hopefully this isn't sponsored by an ice cream company. Cookie dough. And I like Ben and Jerry's. But here's the thing, Jackie. I haven't had ice cream in a year and a half.
That's impressive.
Well, you know, it was part of the deal. It's unfortunately, I do not have your metabolism. But there's an ice cream machine upstairs.
Uh huh.
That is the hardest thing. it is absolutely the hardest thing. And they're used to. Quick story. Do they have an ice cream machine up there?
Yeah.
So they tried to change that to frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard this story.
Uh-uh.
Basically, they tried to change it to frozen yogurt, or maybe they took it out completely, and Josh Beckett got up from his locker and said, I want you to write this story. I'm demanding to be traded unless they put that back. And the next day, they put it back, because everyone was getting fat.
That's
yeah. Hilarious. So, anyway. All right, I hope this was a good experience for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jackie.
Anytime.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerd! nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.